From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. The Missouri Supreme Court is weighing a challenge to one of last year's most heralded pieces of legislation. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports the law changed rules for municipal courts and lowered the amount of revenue local governments can get from traffic citations.
A Cole County judge tossed out the new limits on traffic fine revenues because the cap for St. Louis County was smaller than the one for the rest of the state. Andrew Hirth with the state attorney general's office basically argued, so what?
That itself is not that unusual. There are, just by quick count, a non-exhaustive count, there are about, I think it's 12 other statutes that single out individual counties based on the same language here.
Normandy and 11 other St. Louis County municipalities argue that capping their traffic citation revenues at 12.5% while capping others in Missouri at 20% violates the state constitution and is an unfunded mandate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A recent survey of local governments in Missouri shows many ignore sunshine law requests. State Auditor Nicole Galloway had employees as private citizens send sunshine requests to more than 300 government bodies. She says more than a third failed to acknowledge the request or respond within 3 days as required by law.
Overall, the results were extremely disappointing, and they demonstrate that we have a long way to go in improving government transparency.
Galloway says only 30% of local governments who received the request fully complied. Deer hunting season opened in Missouri this past weekend. Missouri game officials say 96,131 deer were killed during the opening weekend of firearms deer season, which is slightly more than last year's opening weekend. Along with deer hunting comes chronic wasting disease sampling stations across the state. The disease is fatal to deer, and the Missouri Department of Conservation is requiring hunters to bring in deer for testing. Missouri Department of Conservation media specialist Robert Himmelgarn says the process is quick and easy.
Essentially what we do is take a tissue sample from the lymph nodes in the deer's neck, and then we will take those samples and ship them to a lab where they'll be tested for chronic wasting disease.
The Department of Conservation says the disease currently affects 29 counties in Missouri. That includes Boone County and 5 of the 8 surrounding counties. Chronic wasting disease can only be spread through deer-to-deer contact, and as of now, there is no evidence to support it being harmful to humans. The man who took the NFL out of St. Louis won't be pursuing a mega development in the St. Louis suburbs after all. Officials in Maryland Heights, Missouri, said today that billionaire real estate developer Stan Kroenke and St. Louis attorney Alan Borstein have ended plans to develop 1,800 acres near the Missouri River. Maryland Heights officials blame the struggling retail economy, saying the developers couldn't find enough stores for the project. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.